Okay, hi everyone. We are about to close out this fourth volume. It's a thick one of that I've put together of Nichiren's Go shows, with as many corrections in the linguistics as I could muster, and I'm sure I've still missed some. All of these, as I continue to correct them, by the way, I'm still working. There's this large volume of stuff, right? I have a total of 6 books. The next 2 books are about half the size of this, so basically there's one more book, but it's divided into 2. It is just huge, and they get costly. Anyway, they're all available on my bookstore at lulu.com/quoon. We're finishing the fourth volume here. Can't believe you and I have gone through this many Go show already. With a very short one called The Wonderful Means of Surmounting Obstacles. So it's barely a page. It won't take us long to go through it. But I'll take this moment to congratulate you on your practice, just for being here. It's a tremendous step, and I hope you continue to grow in your practice. That's the goal. Should be happening. So here we go. We're studying together The Wonderful Means of Surmounting Obstacles. And Nichiren writes, if we examine the essential and the theoretical teachings of the Lotus Sutra, Myoho-Ren-Gekyo, we see that the theoretical teaching maintains, as did the teachings that came before, that the Buddha first attained enlightenment during his present lifetime. Therefore, obstacles still beset the teaching. The essential teaching has freed itself from such impediments. However, compared with the 5 characters of the Daimoku, it is a doctrine unsuited to the capacity of the people of the latter day of the law. The wonderful means of truly putting an end to the physical and spiritual obstacles of all living beings is none other than Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. So, that's pretty straightforward, and yet there's a lot to unpack there. This is Buddhism. That's a very straightforward statement. There is no other way of truly putting an end to the physical, samsara, and spiritual, mental, obstacles of all living beings. None other than Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Drop the mic. That's what this mandala is about. This is what our practice is about. All of us, no matter what our state, what our life condition, what our status, what our... all living beings can remove our mental and physical obstacles by chanting Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. That is the efficacious, democratic tool universally to instantiate, to invoke our Buddha nature. What he says before this may sound confusing to some of you, but the first part of this simply says that before the lifespan chapter, which he's not directly talking about here, but he's referring to it, before the lifespan chapter, which is the second part of the Lotus Sutra, all of Shakyamuni's teachings made the basic assumption that Shakyamuni became Shakyamuni, the great saint of the Shakya clan, Shakyamuni, became known as Buddha because he was Siddhartha Gautama, a human being who in his lifetime, around age 30, was able to realize and invoke and remain in his Buddha nature. He had attained Buddhahood. Nobody before him had, and he was teaching how to do that, how to replicate what he had done as a earthly man, awakening his Buddhahood. That's all of his teachings up until the 15th chapter, or the second half, but the lifespan of the Tathagata chapter, in which he ultimately says, by the way, this Buddhahood that I experience as a man long predates me as a man. Now, he uses the device of saying, I have in fact attained Buddhahood, but I question the translation, the verbiage around that. Even so, what he essentially says is that Buddhahood has existed without beginning or end all along. I simply, as a man, in this life, in this samsaric existence, have figured out how to tap into it, this coursing clarity, this Buddhahood, this process of life itself. And with my samsaric capacities as a perceiving being, am able to experience this pre-existing condition that as normal or regular human beings, unenlightened human beings, we simply do not see. We obfuscate it with all our layers of attachment and desire and thingness and making permanent and possession and obsession. All of those mechanisms that help us to survive as samsaric entities, as humans who need to breed, who need to eat, who need to do all of these things, we're perfectly designed to exist as human beings. But that very perfection of design obfuscates the clarity of the big picture. What's going on here? What are we actually instantiations of? That is Buddhahood. Clarity and understanding and perceiving that is Buddhahood. And because of this duality, you can only experience it while you're here as a human. This isn't something, some lofty place that you'll go to outside of this human existence. No, there is no experience other than human perception. So if you want to become enlightened, you can only become enlightened as a human being. So Buddhahood is something you can only achieve while here in this human life. This is why you sometimes hear it said that everything is enlightenment. Everything is enlightenment because everything is a perceived reality of your human mind. Follow? And because all of these previous teachings, including the Lotus Sutra, seem so complex to the human mind, it isn't enough. It isn't enough proof. It isn't enough experience. It isn't enough conviction in order to enlighten you. Ultimately, it is the invocation of that enlightenment itself that will convince you, that will give you actual proof, actual experience of, because in our human form, at this time in history, at this development of our mental capacity, only the act of putting your finger in the fire will resonate with you that you will burn your flesh. We need that kind of immediate experience in order to gain confidence and resolve in a method. That's just, we're in a constant mode of distractions, right? So all of the study in the world won't give you that epiphany until it happens, and that epiphany in itself will be your epiphany, will be your motivation, will be your enlightenment and your confidence and your resolve. So how do we do that in Buddhism? We do that through chanting Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Because on top of our practice, on top of all of the things that we're doing, this method will bring clarity to everything we're studying. We will actually experience it. That's actual proof. And that's our practice. The wonderful means of surmounting obstacles. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. All right. End of book four. Thank you so much for participating. Strengthen your practice. Strengthen, I mean, your confidence. This is it. This is your awakening. It's not anyone else's. It's yours alone. And only you can actuate it. Nobody can force it into you, out of you. It's all up to you. So just do it. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Thanks for being here. I appreciate every single one of you. Bye for now.